This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I want my chops TV.
You will be chopped.
You know what that means? Licking my chops.
Today I will show you how to do a karate chop.
Simply saying, no, he doesn't have the chops to do what it takes.
New thing. I'm busting chops.
Welcome to Chops TV, featuring Jennifer Lopez. Now here's Chops.
Chops TV, Chops and J-Lo. Happy late Halloween. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. It's all here. We're here. Now, we're going to take a little bit of time. It was brought up yesterday, though, that, hey, when should we put up the Christmas tree? When are you thinking, Jen? What do you think?
November 16th.
November 15th. Okay.
So I said 16th. That's a big difference.
I don't think that's a very big
difference. It is. It's the second half of November.
November is a 30 month. So yeah, that is like squarely in the second half.
Uh-huh. Oh. Then we get a month and a half.
Of Christmas.
Of Christmas.
Well, and then the way we do it, too, it stays up a little bit into January, for sure.
February, possibly March.
The Christmas tree's nice. It's nice to have up. It's the nicest decoration we own.
It is. Christmas just feels so homey in a way that even Halloween doesn't.
No, Halloween doesn't have quite that feel, but it is nice to see like the neighborhood come alive a little bit on Halloween night, which we got to see. Full disclosure, we are recording this on November 1st because we were busy handing out candy to all the children and some teenagers. Just, they didn't put much effort into their costumes, but the kids were fun.
Yeah.
And that's what we wanted to discuss just a little bit today, just our experience here with Halloween.
Full disclosure, I was in Las Vegas last week, so I didn't watch shit.
Nothing there was scary? Anything Halloween themed that you would like to share from your Las Vegas trip?
Well, I did put on The Craft on Sunday night.
I'm going to guess the group you were with was not into it.
You would guess correctly.
Did you guys even get through it?
No.
Because the best part of the movie is at the end when she's attached to the bed in the asylum. And she's like, I had powers. I love that part. I think it's great.
We sure didn't. I tried to explain that it was a movie about a friend group of witches. One of the witches is new in town. They form a coven. And the one goes crazy, power hungry, and jealous of like the pretty hot new witch, and they tried to kill her.
To which
they said, you didn't say it was going to be scary. Or what? Why? What is this? I said, I did tell you it was a Halloween movie. Like
it's scarier than like Hocus Pocus, but I wouldn't call it like,
it's not like
super scary, and it's not very graphic in like violence in any way. I don't
know, but it's definitely like, I mean, I forget what that actress's name is, but she is in that movie straight out the loony bin.
Yeah, she's Vicky Valancourt in The Waterboy.
Which I guess, yes. Uh-huh. Which I guess for being like day four of like a Vegas bender, maybe not the best for vibes, but it was still Halloween, so whatever.
It's kind of a girl power movie, right? That's what the whole Bachelorette weekend was about.
I would not classify the craft as girl power.
Why
it's
not?
Because it's not like feminism. You know what I mean? It's not.
I guess it's not like feminism, but no.
Even Practical Magic is like, I support women's wrongs.
So from what I can remember is that that main girl, once she joins the group, that she has some, like, has more connection to the power and it unlocks it? Or do they need four? Or
it's something like they need her to be able to tap into the magic, and she is the most powerful one. And the mom was a little gifted also.
But then once she has access, Vicky Valancourt is like, oh, I'm taking it all.
Yeah.
Starts walking on water and flying around. Kills her mom's boyfriend.
Throws the other boy out a window.
Well, to be fair, that boy was assaulting her.
No. Well.
Right?
He assaults.
I have not seen the movie in a while.
So he assaults the real girl, but then she disguises herself as the real girl with magic, and he thinks that he's hooking up with her until the real girl walks to the room, but she's also on the bed.
Yeah, that's, and then because there's magic involved, that's a really sticky situation to decide, because deceiving somebody into thinking you're somebody else to hook up with them is also a form of assault.
Yeah. But it's okay.
I'm just going to leave it.
Yeah, I was going to say, but it's okay because she really assaults him and throws him out the window, so.
Yeah, you're right. She goes to just straight up physical assault at that point. But you can't prove it. What are you going to say? She used magic?
Right.
Isn't that what happens? Like, she's like, how could I have thrown this big football boy out the window?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, okay.
So,
don't watch The Craft with the girlies.
Not for vibes on a bachelorette weekend.
Good to know. Not for vibes on Trick or Treat night is when, if you heard of this term, grapple, they started using it last year. All of a sudden, we were talking about grapple. It's essentially like sleet snow. It's that half snow kind of rain type stuff. And they were using this term grapple. And that's what we had briefly. It wasn't too long. It wasn't like the whole time. We had a 2-hour window, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. around 7 to 7:15. It was kind of doing that. And that, I think, kind of killed it.
Yeah.
It was mostly just like the teenagers still like straggling around.
It's always hard for us to figure out where we are on the route, right? Where is our house on the candy route for the children? Because it starts at 6. We don't start seeing bodies until 6:25, 6:30, maybe.
Yeah, there's a few people maybe walking by, usually on the other side of the street. Mm-hmm. It's weird because our street is a through street. We're not like on the cul-de-sac or anything, but we're also not like the main loop.
Yeah.
Our neighborhood kind of has a big loop, and we're in the middle of it, and we kind of connect two sides of the loop. So I think we do get like later ones because people maybe take like half the loop and take ours as like a shortcut.
Shot court.
Back.
Shortcut. I'm still recovering. Yeah. So, because even by 7:45 on a good weather night, we're usually tapped out.
Yeah.
And overbought candy. Overbought.
Yes. I was thinking about it today because I noticed the Smarties on the table, and I was like, well, that's from last year. So we even had candy left over from last year, but it felt like we were a little bit closer to the right amount last year because we had the Halloween party.
Oh.
And so that took, I think we bought like the same amount. And one, weather, I think, affected it for sure. But we also didn't have 15 extra people in the house one night to hang around and possibly eat some of that candy. So I think that's a big factor.
I did notice kids getting less grubby. Last year, we had a full bunch of full Palmers.
There were only a few of them today
or
yesterday. And there was a lot of kids who were polite enough to ask
how much.
Many.
Yeah.
And I think I am now in the lead of what a couple means. Because you are strong that a couple is hard to, only two. We said a couple a few times to these kids and they grabbed three.
I kept saying a few. I said a couple twice and saw that they kept taking more than two. So I changed it to a few.
Because you didn't want to be wrong?
Because I'm right is the problem.
I understand the reasoning why a couple, two people, I get it. But
I get why this is a hard concept for children to grasp. I don't understand why you keep thinking that you're right about it and you're not.
If you go out with your buddy and you say, I'm grabbing a couple of beers, you really think that I'm a hard cap at two?
That's your problem. See, now we're scaling it back even more.
All right. How about if I change it to a few burritos, a few tacos? How about two burritos would be enough? How about I'm going to go get a couple of tacos.
Yeah.
Would you scold me if I had three?
I'd say, I thought you were getting a couple.
And I would say, yeah, I got a couple.
No, that's a few.
Okay, one is one.
You can hold a couple of tacos in your hand. You can't. I mean, you could, but it'd be really hard to hold a few tacos in your hand. Okay,
one is one. A couple is 2 to 3.
No.
A few is 4 to 6.
No, no,
and several
no.
is 7.
No.
To 9.
No, no. You will never get me off this hill.
Each one down one. So one is one. A couple is two. A few is 3 to 4. And several is 5 to 7?
A few could be 3 to 5, I would even say.
Okay, so then like 6 to 8 is several?
Several is more than a palm, I would say. So more than 4, 5 fingers is several.
Okay, so if I can't count it on one hand, which I still have to do, counting is hard. Then I have to jump it up to a several.
I think so. I think that's...
All right, we'll make a sign for the children next year so they know how many pieces of candy to take. Here's the conversion of what our words actually mean, children. Hey, you can dress up like a school teacher. There you go.
At one point, I was going to say, let's do what our friend did. We've got a little group chat of the girlies. And I was lamenting, like, the kids also... don't really say trick or treat. So they don't come up to the door. They don't say trick or treat. I'm confused as to what part of this social contract. Am I the one breaching it by walking outside to lure children into my house? I don't. That feels a little strange. But I got to get rid of this candy.
It did feel like the onus was on us to keep an eye of when people were coming by. And I think our neighborhood is big enough that it's not like every house that the kids go up to, they know.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that a little bit, that you would like hit like, oh, I know this house because I go to school with this kid. But our neighborhood's a little bit bigger than that. You can just tell from how many people keep coming around. I don't get it. Yeah, we were trying to be inviting. We had the outdoor light on. We had the light in the foyer on. We had the light in the big window in front, and the shades pulled open. We had a pumpkin.
The pumpkin was out. Yeah.
But yeah, it really took. There was maybe 2 instances of like the kids actually coming up to the door and being at the door or even knocking before we were outside.
Mm-hmm.
Every other time they were on the sidewalk still, and we would step outside and then they would decide to come up.
Yeah. Strange.
It is different. Yeah. Some say trick or treat.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of thank yous, at least. They're mostly polite, I would say. But yeah, the trick-or-treat, that whole exchange, not as normal, I guess, now. Yeah. Not what every kid does.
So one of the girlies in the chat said she was asked how many or how much and said, what's your favorite number? And the kid said 7. And she said, well, take 7. And then ensue screeching noises. I was going to say we should try that. And then I got scared, because what if this kid says 15? Because my favorite number is 19.
What if the kid says a couple to me? And then I wouldn't know what to do.
Right, exactly. Then you give him the whole bucket.
Although we could have used a couple kids who took like 19. That would have probably worked out better for us. The handfuls, I like getting the smaller candy. One, it's like easier for leftovers. Mm-hmm. But also like, then it's fine. Just take a... If they grab a handful, who cares? It's all a bunch of... a little ones, and you don't have to. If you get the full size candy bars, you feel this like need to be strict with the kids of like, everybody take one. I like the idea of just, you're upset, just go with what you feel.
Exactly. Plus, you need some of that chaos, that chaotic element, right?
There was definitely some Halloween. Chaotic element to these children.
Okay, let me pull up the notes.
Yeah, so we decided to... What were some of the highlights of the costumes or any weird things the kids did? I think I'm going to lead with this one because it was by far the...
Hold on, I have them written down.
Okay, let's just go in order then.
Let's just go in order, right?
All right. What's the first one we wrote?
Ranch.
Without the context of us explaining it, you might think, oh, like a cowboy, like a rancher, like a farmer? What? No, nope. This boy was dressed up like a bottle of ranch.
And I said, do you like ranch? He goes, yeah. I said, figured.
Yeah, and then he he picked up the piece that fell to the ground. We were like, oh, a piece fell when one of his friends grabbed it.
Yeah.
Ranch went and got it.
Classic ranch. That is honestly so ranch of him.
And you know, it was a pretty simple costume, just something like he slid over him that like looked like the bottle. But of that group, he seemed to be... putting in the most effort.
For sure. There's always one. If you go out with a pack, There's always a couple that just like wear pajamas or whatever, especially if you're with dudes. But there's one kid who, you know, wants to be into it so bad that he'll just do a little bit more than everyone else. And that kid is going places.
That group was teenagers, and it was like some kids were wearing like the Mexican ponchos and sombreros. Mm-hmm. But that was pretty much it. There were some people who just straight up weren't in costumes.
No, just hoodies. Yeah.
But I don't turn anybody away, especially if they're walking around and 35 degree weather while it's groppling out.
Yeah, I would be interested to hear what our listeners think about turning away kids who either don't have a costume or are too old.
Or don't say trick or treat themselves.
Or don't say trick or treat, yeah. That one seems a bit ridiculous.
Turn away a little 6-year old. It's in this little Thomas the Tank Engine costume, and you're like, kid, give me the candy. You just came up and grabbed it.
What do you say?
Were you a, if it said take one, you listen to the sign if
for
somebody
sure.
slipped out the
yeah.
bowl? I mostly tried to. Maybe I would sometimes take two, but I was definitely not the kid who like would just straight up like empty the bucket into his bag.
No, well, now.
Speaking of bags, I was pillowcase kid.
Yeah, and I said that was unhinged. Pillowcase kids are unhinged.
And then I explained to you, which I think is explanation enough, that it was a pillowcase that had Mickey Mouse dribbling a basketball in a basketball uniform.
To which I said it was still unhinged.
All right. I still have that pillowcase. Well, my parents do.
Somewhere. I was like, what?
All right. What's next on the notes?
My favorite of the night was the little firefighter. Oh my God, he was so cute.
He had a little scarf on.
Yeah, with the hat. And he had like the suspenders too. It was so freaking cute. I love the little.
So you love firefighters of children's size and adult size. Any type of firefighter cool with J-Lo.
Let's not conflate this.
No, they're not the same thing.
Yes. I enjoy, so okay, let's establish this first. I love firefighters in a very disturbing way. But that is for a different time in a different place. In this sense,
in a calendar way.
Yes, in a calendar way. Yes.
That's a nice way to put it.
In a go out of my way to walk past the firefighter house way. but I will say this, and it was a hard lesson to learn. Midwest dad Allegiant firefighters and or volunteer firefighters, should I say, and New York City firefighters are not built the same.
A different breed.
They are different breeds of firefighter. Anyway, but for Halloween, I love the babies. I love when the little babies walk up to the house in their little costumes and you go, oh my gosh, are you Elsa? And they're like, yes. I'm like, oh, I know you are. You're so cute. Ugh.
Especially when, when you do identify their costume, they go from a little shyer to happy about
it. They get so excited.
It.
So yeah, I love little kids and, you know, he was a little guy. He was a cute little baby with a firefighter going to fight. You can't fight fires. You
I
can't.
Think I said to him, I know who to call if our house lights on fire.
You can't wear oxygen mask. You're just a baby. You're not a firefighter. So I liked him. Okay, next, the Gorilla Man.
Is this the M&M Gorilla Man?
Yes.
Okay, so it was a kid who was wearing a gorilla mask, which to me was enough. There's not as many masks, and most kids seem like they get tired of the fogging up on their face or whatever, so a lot of them have it just up on their head. But this kid was wearing his gorilla mask. It might have been a wolf mask.
It was definitely a gorilla.
It was gorilla, okay.
He was also committing to it because he did not speak.
Yeah, but then he felt the need to open up his sweatshirt and show the M on his sweatshirt, and then I noticed the other kids who looked like they really weren't wearing costumes, but they had different colored shirts with a cutout M on it. Okay, a group of M&Ms. And I was like, oh, so you're an M&M. But also a gorilla. And he just looked at me and nodded his head, yes. All right, M&M gorilla.
Yeah. Another one of those kids who just wanted to do more than a little bit rest of the group, I think.
Yeah.
And went gorilla.
And that was the same group with the probably like 15 years old or something. The gorilla came up and she's like, how much candy? How much should I take? And I was like, yeah, whatever. And just go for it. And then she just coughed straight into the bowl. And I'm just standing there holding it like...
I have written down, girl who coughed directly into candy bowl.
I didn't know what to do. I was just like, okay.
And we each had a bowl of candy. So you had your bowl. I was standing next to you. She went for your bowl. She goes, how much? Coughed straight into the bowl. And then, so we've been letting people take from both bowls all night. So she goes, can I take from this one too? And I said, yeah, as long as you don't contaminate it. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, yeah, it's okay.
What else did we see last night?
Okay. Next we've got, lots of Spider-Man or men.
Tons of Spider-Men and all different varieties because you can tell by the different blues and
stuff. You got the video game ones. You've got the Tobey Maguire ones.
Now you got Miles Morales is running around. Yeah. There was one kid. Was he one of the Miles Morales ones? But you pointed this out and I like your point on it that he just like put on the whole like Spider-Man tights, but then put on his normal outfit on top of it, but kept the mask on. And we're like, you know what? That is kind of Peter Parker-esque. I'll take that.
Yeah, agreed. Let's see. We got FNAF.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, I don't get this one.
So there are a couple kids running around in those ones, and that movie just came out. So while we're here, I'll just say it. I can totally get why the people who are huge fans of that video game franchise, and I've experienced like in other media, a lot of like online videos about it. There's that Game Theory one, the MatPat guy. Like he does a ton of them on it to the point where he even got a cameo in the movie and said, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And the people were like, go away. And he was like, but that's just a theory. They like let him say the thing in the movie, which I think is the problem with the movie from somebody who's not like a fan of it. Like that's not even really a Five Nights at Freddy's reference. That's just like a reference to things around it. But it was one of those movies where there were so many points where I'm like, all right, I can tell that that's a thing that somebody who is a real big fan of this would know. And maybe some of them they explained as the movie went on after like you see the Easter egg. But for a lot of points, it was just like, linger on this, say this, this song comes on. And I'm like, get it. But movies are supposed to be for more than just the uber fans of it. So overall, I was not pleased with the movie. I didn't think it was great, but it does have Josh Hutcherson and Matt Lillard, so yeah. I'll take that.
I just don't get it. I guess maybe I'm starting to reach that age where like the kids come up in the costume that I just don't get. So
yeah, I mean, I had to tell you what it was. Like yeah. You were aware that the movie was coming out, but you've never experienced the game at all.
No, not once, never, not once.
All I know is that it has something to do with kidnapped children's and their souls inhabiting the animatronic band of what is, you know, like a Chuck E. Cheese type thing.
Sick.
And the main character is a security guard who has to last Five Nights at Freddy's, I guess.
I knew that part. I knew that he was a security guard, but that's all I knew. Okay, anyway, go watch The Hunger Games. Carrie, teenager girl, and her friend, which they showed up in jackets that were open in little dresses. So, you know what? Respect, because I know who she's going to be her freshman year of college. And that's who I was. You're waiting in the dead of winter for that damn cheese bus to pick you up outside of the closed 7-Eleven to take you downtown. I respect the hustle. Would have been cooler if she was like a little kid with blood dripping down her head.
But she committed to the Carrie outfit.
But she committed to the outfit.
Which almost makes it one of the better, it might be the best one of the night because she had blood on her face and she had it all over the dress and everything. And like immediately I knew it was supposed to be Carrie.
Yeah. And then her friend who was just wearing a red short dress.
She did not commit to whatever she was going for.
She sure did not. Okay. So then we had Sally, classic. We love Sally.
And so when we saw Sally, we decided, oh yeah, this is what we should watch. Perfect way to transition from Halloween time into, I know, I hear you Thanksgiving people, but it just feels like Christmas is almost here. Mm-hmm. So we said, well, let's watch Nightmare Before Christmas on the few times we were popping back inside because it was just too cold to stand outside the entire time. So we got through a little bit of that, but it was cool to see some of the Sallys. I did not see a Jack Skellington, though.
No, you used to see more. I think the Jack Skellington Sally combo has turned into much more of a couple's costume for adults now, because that movie is from a little bit before our generation, but we grew up with that movie. So I think that is turning into 25 plus costume.
It's also a perfect Halloween movie because it's only like an hour and 20 minutes long because it's all stop motion. So it goes by pretty fast. And we noticed this, that like, because we've seen it so many times, it's just endlessly iconic. Every mm-hmm. song is something that you know, the imagery of it, when he walks down that little hill that unrolls for him, little lines, like when they capture the Easter Bunny and the guy with the axe in his head goes, "Bunny!" Like that, just right before that line, that just popped in my head. I was like, oh yeah, I know this. And some of them I even say, and don't even, I think I say bunny like that every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I always make the connection that that's where it's from. It's just ingrained in there.
Yeah, fantastic movie, fantastic film, great music. It is one of the, it's, I think it's one of my favorites because it wasn't afraid. It was a little bit later than those like Disney Renaissance movies, but still not afraid to be a little bit scary for kids. You know what I mean? In the way that like Hunchback is just like a little bit mature for kids, but really great children's movies do have some like mature content or themes. You know what I mean?
Kids' movies do not respect the maturity of children nowadays.
Not anymore, no. So,
I think it's because they're too afraid of parents.
Yeah.
Like, if you just released Nightmare Before Christmas now, there'd be, like, probably a whole parents group. There always has been, like, even, like, back into the 90s. But I think they were seen as the less serious group. And now they're sort of the group that actually gets stuff done. You know, you can, like, look up online, like, what scenes your kids should watch and what scenes they should... Like, they're, like, people, like... Like, scene by scene, like, go over how appropriate a movie is
for your
children.
That's crazy. So, a rite of passage for every, like, middle school kid is sitting in the living room watching a movie with your parents, and unexpectedly, a sex scene comes on. And if you haven't done it once, you haven't hit puberty. Like, that is part of that whole...
My dad used to try to, like, cover my eyes.
Yeah.
When it would happen. And just be like, oh, nope.
Or you could be like my parents, who took my brother and I to go see Borat, but we were late, so we had to sit in the very front row of the movie theater. And you know that scene in Borat, and it was right there, and it was all happening. This is the same man who would not let me see Superbad like 3 weeks earlier. So there you have it.
That's a tough debate about like which one is more appropriate for children, Superbad or Borat. The answer is neither. But yeah, that's a really tough one. It would depend on what, as a parent, you're a little bit more uncomfortable with your kid being introduced to. But I think you could go with just about 100% of both of those movies not appropriate for children.
So either way, that this movie, great for kids. It's genuinely creepy. Even some of the stop motion is, you know, it's just like more of a creepy genre. Great, great film. Okay, next we have... A Day of the Dead girl that I reignited fight with the mother.
So, yeah, whatever that's what she was going for, like one of the skeletons.
Yeah,
from
Dia
that.
De los Muertos. Yeah. She had the makeup. Okay. She had the dress.
I see it now, and maybe I'm on the mom's side in this instance, because you told her, what was the word you used specifically about her makeup? It was an adjective. Was it spectacular? Or like, it was a really strong one.
I think it said like, your makeup looks incredible, I think, is what it was.
Yeah, I just mean that it was stronger than, like, good or nice or something.
She came up with the makeup and the dress, and, you know, it was cold. She was rocking, and I said, oh, my gosh, your makeup looks incredible. She said, thank you. Didn't think anything of it. Her little siblings came up to take the candy. The mom was standing aside, and she goes, did you hear that? She said, my makeup was incredible. And the mom gave her a stank face. And I said, oop, I think I just started something again.
Yeah, the mom didn't even say anything. She kind of rolled her eyes and just like, whatever. And without saying whatever. But we all know those eyes.
Yep, so that happened. T-Rex Kid.
T-Rex Kid was cool. It was one of those blow-up ones where, you know, you're running around kind of like a mascot type thing, but it's all filled with air.
Are super popular now.
But yeah, they're usually more for like jokes because they're not very practical, which is what we learned. I'm not 100% sure if maybe the kid just didn't have quite long enough legs to really stretch out the costume, but he was moving at a snail's pace, little tiny steps. He either couldn't see or it was fogging up in there. He almost tripped on our step, even though we said it twice. He said, watch your step. There's a step there. And then he tripped. He did make it down safely, leaving. But it was a cool costume. I liked it. But like 20 minutes later, he's two houses down.
Yeah, I said, is that the T-Rex kid? I said, is that the same T-Rex kid? And then he starts shuffling and go, yeah.
It very yep. much was the yep. same T-Rex kid.
Still him. I told that story to my boss today at work, and he said that his kid face planted wearing one of those inflatable suits. So
yeah, if you have a kid and they really, really want the dinosaur costume, just maybe explain to them that it's going to hinder you yep. in your trick-or-treating endeavors.
Okay, we've got two more. If you hear that, that's not me drinking, that's Kitty drinking. Water
out who of went crazy all night as people were coming oh into the yeah house.
She was going ham. Okay, so we got two more. The Demigorgon who wanted to go home
and his friends wouldn't allow him.
His friends would he said at one point they were coming to our house. I was confused as to what was going on. They were like, hey, come on, let's go, blah blah.
One kid had not a full-size shopping cart, like kind of a mini one, but
But he had a shopping cart. And then at one point, the Demigorgon from the street says, I just want to go home. And they're like, well, you can't. You can't go home.
And so some of those...
So he begrudgingly walks up to the door and I said, hey, kid, you can go home if you want. He goes, no, I really can't.
So I don't know what? If he was being dramatic or what was dynamic? Going on there, but... Apparently he really can't. Despite being dressed up like a Demogorgon, he was not in control of that group. And that was also the group. I always try to make sure we have a couple of canned goods on hand because there's always a group of kids collecting. It's usually for veterans, mm-hmm. But for whatever group it is, there's somebody coming around looking for cans. So we were able to give them a couple. And I think that was our last real group of people.
That was the last, group because then the hail came. And then we have the last one, a zombie Devontae Smith with shoulder pads.
I thought that one was really cool. I was like, so he walked up and he was wearing the Eagles jersey. And I was like, okay, so it's not Jalen Hurts. And then when he turned around, it was Smith. And I was like, oh, yeah, Devontae Smith. Okay, that makes sense. But as he was walking away, he was like in full football uniform. He had shoulder pads. He had that going on. But he also had his face like painted white with like cuts and scars on it and stuff. And I was like, wait, so he's... Zombie Devontae Smith? Like that's two costumes. You don't need to put a costume on top of a costume.
And we had talked about earlier in the day if jerseys were considered costumes.
And I think we both agreed on this that jerseys themselves are not. Jerseys are just shirts that people have. A lot of football jerseys people wear every Sunday. You mentioned somebody was dressing up like Lionel Messi, but not really. They were just wearing a Lionel Messi jersey. Also something that's pretty normal. If you want to dress up as an athlete, you have to do it. You have to wear at least close to a full uniform. Maybe you don't need like the leg pads or anything, but try to get a pair of football pants. You don't even need real shoulder pads, but you can. The jerseys are usually a little oversized. You can stuff something in there. And at the very least, you could at least do the eye black. Like if you're just going to wear the jersey, at least do the eye black. Maybe grab a prop. You might be able to find, you know, one of those old like kid helmets or a football itself. Something.
Something, yeah. The kid had the shoulder pads. It was enough for me.
Well, and then he was a zombie too.
And then he was a zombie, yeah.
And then he was threw a on the jersey. Maybe it was just to conceal some warmth, just to feel warmer because it was pretty cold out. One other thing I noticed from the probably like ages like middle school and up, I do not remember doing this when I was a kid, but they were all running around with their backpacks on backwards on their front open and just throwing the candy in there. And I was like, oh, I guess that's a, then you don't have to carry it with your hands the entire time.
But it's not on theme. At least yours was like very clearly a bag for candies and or treats, maybe tricks.
Like these were definitely these kids' backpacks that they from just school. Emptied all their school stuff. And also it covers up what could be an integral part of your costume by just covering up your entire chest unless you're some sort of backwards backpack kid.
Yeah, unless you're one of those.
I don't know what the kids are into.
How about the kids that would, you'd go to the bathroom and then they turn your backpack inside out and then put all your stuff back in it and then throw it on top of the closets?
The closet part that we didn't do, but that was called nuggeting. You would nugget it like inside out, and did they at least put your books back in the correct?
Yeah,
like, but you know the incorrect way. Yeah, that happened to me once, and then they wrote Alex Trebek on the inside liner of it because we had done like a Jeopardy review session and I think my teacher like let me host it. And so like that whole week, everybody was calling me Alex Trebek. It was just like a conflation of things happening in succession that ended up with, I think I still have that backpack somewhere.
Of course,
it says Alex Trebek on the inside. It's a JanSport. It's going to last forever. It will outlast us.
You keep everything. That is true, though. Okay, so the last observation that we made. Where are the classics?
There were no mummies. There were no Frankensteins. There were no Draculas. There were no... There was a Wolfman. That was the closest maybe we got, that there were maybe some Wolfman, werewolf-esque ones, but nothing that like screamed like classic
werewolf.
The Dracula one, I think the problem with vampires is they got like co-opted by like teen dramas, True Blood, Twilight, that kind of stuff. So vampires are cool to teenage girls, which makes them not cool to teenage boys, and then not scary either.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's not Dracula movies that people, I mean, they keep trying to make Dracula movies and they all fail every single time.
Yeah, I need a good Dracula movie. Like a really good Dracula movie.
All right. Well,
not Van Helsing. Not an Invisible Man in Sight either.
Well, that one makes sense. Hey, there we go.
Badoom.
So yeah, if you're putting the effort, be a Frankenstein. I remember one time when I was a kid.
Frankenstein, great one.
There was a kid. He did a really good job. He painted his whole face green. His mom helped him with this. So they cut a milk jug like in half. And so it could like square off the top of his head and like, I don't remember if they put a wig or just like painted it black on the top and then painted it green and stuff. And then you just put the bolts on and all you need is something that kind of resembles a suit. Yeah, I think Frankenstein's a great one. So, and,
okay, one more observation for the class. I genuinely think that like most things, Halloween has been ruined by the internet for two reasons. One, readily available cheap costumes online. Kids are not forced to wear these janky costumes that their mom, who just learned how to sew 3 days ago, made in their basement. And then they don't make their own, right? Because it's so readily available.
And they, I mean, to a kid for sure.
Yeah.
Like the one that looks exactly like the character from the video game or the movie or the TV show that they like, of course they're going to go for that one. It does look a lot closer to the character, but there is something fun about making it yourself.
Yeah. And then, sorry, second observation. People's best costumes are on Instagram and they don't wear them out. The Halloween, your best Halloween costume now is not for going out. It is for your Halloween Instagram pic, which is a goddamn shame. I know, right?
Yeah, that's terrible. It should be for the Halloween party or for going out trick-or-treating, going out to a bar or something like that, especially when we're talking about like the adult ones. We did not. You were out of town. I didn't have any parties. So we actually didn't really partake in any costumes this year, which now, after the fact, I'm a little bummed at.
Yeah.
I have to do Michael Myers at some point.
We'll have a good one. I don't have to be Laurie, do I?
Which Laurie do you want to be? Because she has shown up in multiple decades.
Okay, I don't have to be any of the Lauries, do I?
You don't like Jamie Lee Curtis?
No, if we would do it, we would have to get like a group and then we would all have to do like you, like Jason, you could be Michael.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You know, that would be cool.
You would be Pinhead from Hellraiser.
Why?
I think you would really enjoy putting on that outfit, doing all the face paint, sticking all the little...
Are you
pins
sick?
In your head.
No, I would hate that.
I really feel like you would like it.
No, I want
to
be...
You like to go extravagant with the makeup side, and that's probably the biggest makeup one. All the other ones are accomplished with masks.
Yeah, but still, I want like a weapon, you know? Like
he has the little box.
Stupid. That's dumb. What, I'm going to carry a box?
The box.
Pins on my goddamn head.
In it or something. I'm not too versed in Hellraiser. Maybe I should add that to the list for next year because I'm a little tapped out on the horror movies.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did it. I watched at least 31 because I got to it and then I just kind of stopped counting.
Snaps for the man.
So how did I get to it in the last week? Well, we watched Nightmare Before Christmas. We watched about half of Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge, and fell asleep last night. And then that movie's so short, it didn't even make it. We set the television timer to 30 minutes. Just didn't even make it to
that.
It was over. It was over. The TV was still on.
I was knocked the hell out. Funny thing about that movie, the kid named Cal.
And then they're all like, Cal? Calabar? Like, each character has to go through that at some point. It's like, yeah, that was... That was relatively obvious, guys. As Kit's getting a little scared on this one,
she's spooked out.
She's very spooked out.
Also, everyone say happy birthday to Kitty.
Kitty's birthday is Halloween.
3 years old. Do you want to say something?
No, she's mic shy when she's actually asked to say something.
Are you sure you don't want to say anything?
Real quick, the other movies I watched to get to the last little stretch here, too. I watched Rob Zombie's Halloween, a movie I remember watching when I was like 14. It came out in 07. Not liking it, but kind of being weirded out by it. His imagery can be really creepy to that. It's perfect for like teenagers.
His name's Rob
Zombie.
Oh, I was saying the Rob was the scary part.
Okay.
I don't trust men named Rob.
But no, it's not very good. It's one of the worst Halloweens, I would actually say. I know some people like it. Some people really like his aesthetic. It's not for me. Also, there's a character he kills by hitting him over the head. This is when he's a kid. He hits him over the head with a baseball bat because the guy is sitting down at a table making a sandwich. Who grabs all the ingredients for a sandwich and then pulls a chair up and sits down and makes the sandwich?
The sitting down part is
sandwiches
peculiar.
Are made standing up.
Yeah.
Right?
I would agree with that.
That's my biggest problem with the movie. The real biggest problem with the movie is they spend way too much time on Kid Michael, and then he remakes the original one in what is essentially half the time, because they spend all the time on Kid Michael. I also watched Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers. That one I actually really like. I think of like the sequels that are in like the original bank of sequels. It's probably my favorite one. They still keep going with that Michael has family that he wants to keep
and
attacking.
And they're all bad.
And they, okay, fine. I also watched The Pope's Exorcist.
Oh, you watched that one?
You wouldn't have liked
it. The one with Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I cannot believe you watched that one. That was the only one all year. I said, since August, I said, let's watch that movie. And that's the one that you watched? Out of all the ones that, I'm genuinely a little miffed at the moment.
I thought they did a really good job of like kind of alluding and referencing The Exorcist. They were doing that during like the main part, but then it had to get all big and spectacle and action movie at the end. One of the characters ends up completely doused in blood. It's just a little too much. Like, you can just make a smaller, understated movie. Last thing we'll talk about. I watched Under Wraps and Under Wraps 2. Because I like the one from when I was a kid, and they remade them now. And the one from when I was a kid, not even on there. One of the kids from it makes a cameo in one of the two. I can't remember which one, but they were really stupid Disney Channel original.
I was gonna say quick synopsis.
A mummy comes back to life, and they need to get him to his girl mummy. Before
I knew there was
out.
Something about a girl mummy.
Yeah, because he like only has a certain amount of time that he gets to like be regenerated as a mummy. So,
like Frosty?
Kind of like Frosty. There must have been some magic in that like amulet they found. Because for when they place it on this mummy, he began to dance around. And, well, he's like stolen from somebody. There's a heist plot. It's not important.
Classic.
It's kids running around with a mummy. It's fun. Halloween's fun. And now it's over.
And now it's over for a whole year.
All right. So you've probably heard her. She's getting restless because she's afraid of all the scary Halloween stuff.
No, she wants to do shots. She's 21 now.
In dog years, she is 21. She That's true.
She wants to just rip booze.
She says, I'm an adult now. I can do what I want, Mom.
Yeah.
That's what she's trying to do. We'll see what we allow her to do. But happy birthday to Kit. Happy Halloween to everybody else.
Spooky.
We will have some things coming up to look forward to. I really want to see that Thanksgiving murder, the horror movie. So I guess I'm not done with the horror movies. There's a Thanksgiving one coming out. Yeah. Plus, Invincible is dropping soon.
Oh, yeah.
Upload is dropping soon.
Gotta watch Loki again.
Gotta watch Loki. That'll end here soon, and we'll get that on here. And then December will hit.
And then 31 days of Christmas movies?
25 days. Come on, Jen. Don't be ridiculous. Okay, we'll be back next week with something. Thanks for listening.
Chops TV is made possible by people who subscribe to podcasts and viewers like you.